Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Christy Hawthorne, Executive Director, Licking County Soil and Water Conservation District. The fog has burned off, and what a beautiful weekend, Labor Day weekend, we have in store for you. Sunny skies today, high near 74, clear tonight, low near 46, and for Saturday, sunny with a high near 73. Riley, that is, again, right in your wheelhouse. I know you're happy with that.
The house has finally cooled off to the point that life is good, and Mama was even talking about getting some of the throws out again.
Oh, really?
Does that cool off?
Oh, no.
I'm like, come on, the windows are still open. We got, if you're going to do that, at least close the windows.
I got in trouble the other day because I opened all the windows and forgot to turn the air conditioning off. So, Christy, you were about to say something. The wife was not happy with me. I can tell you that right now. That was not a good day for me.
No, I've really enjoyed this weather, and I, too, have got the windows open. Haven't got the throws out yet, but I do have the windows open.
Yeah, I'm not getting the throws out. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Buckeyes and Longhorns, who you got on Saturday?
Oh, you know the Buckeyes.
Okay. You feel confident?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, then. I like the way she thinks.
I just read a statistic, though, that starting quarterbacks in their home opener since 2000 are 0-16.
For the Buckeyes?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm trying to think. I was at the game where they lost to Virginia Tech.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. I was at that one.
Rookie quarterback, starting quarterback. And I mean, that's, wow.
Mm.
So
that doesn't bode well.
No.
Not at all.
No. Especially when the big guy is going, I don't know how you root against the Manning boy.
Yeah, the guy down the hall
I mean, come on.
Rooting for Texas.
I mean, I know you like Peyton Manning, but this ain't Peyton.
It's not even his kid, for God's sake.
Plus, he's playing for the opposition. Good grief.
Yeah, now what can you do
with Friday mornings here at the radio?
You got that right. You got that. It's been one already.
Oof.
All right, Christy, you got beautiful weather this weekend, and I know you are keeping your fingers crossed for next weekend because a really neat, a special event is going to be taking place. Remind everybody what's happening next weekend.
Absolutely. We've got the annual River Roundup happening on Saturday, September 6th. And long-term forecast, it looks like it's going to be a clear day. It might be a little chilly in the morning. Might need to wear a jacket. But we're looking forward to hosting. Right now, we're at about 250 volunteers at 12 different locations across the county. So welcoming them out and trying to keep them warm with some coffee in the morning, with some snacks. Get them all revved up to get the trash out of the river.
How do you pick? Because I was mentioning this at our Newark Kiwanis Club meeting on Tuesday, that you've got, I said 10 sites, but to 12 sites. How do you kind of figure, all right, this is where we're going to go this year? Is it always the same spots because you find so much stuff, or how do you do that?
The spots are, the committee works with that. There is a committee of 15 that works with us, and a lot of those are the cities and the villages and the townships that have these cleanup locations. So they're the ones that really bring those ideas to us, not necessarily that we're out looking for those. And we actually have a new location this year, first time, in Johnstown along Raccoon Creek. So we try to pick public locations, parks, and publicly owned land. So that way we don't impede on private landowners' properties.
Is there any kind of way to tell how much of this trash just ends up in the river versus stuff that's intentionally sunk in the river?
Oh, if we could do that, we would be it would be golden. And then we could really target our messaging of please don't dump in the river. So no, a lot of the trash that we end up getting out are, you know, shopping carts and bicycles, as far as scrap metal, tons of tires, and I don't want to even guess how they get in there. A lot of pop bottles, you know, cans and those types of things that might be thrown out of a car window or fly out of the back of a pickup truck. So it's really hard to tell where it comes from directly. A lot of indirect is where, you know, we all live in a watershed and the water flows downstream. So what's in the roadside ditches when it rains and it moves it into the rivers? So it's hard to tell where it comes from.
Yeah, well, I know, I don't know but your place. I mean, we live on a state route. So I feel like, and again, I don't want to call anybody out, but I pick up more beer cans than anything. And I'm amazed at that. And my wife will say, you know, sometimes she sees people, especially driving pickup trucks, will push it through that window into the bed, and then it blows out, unfortunately. But I marvel at that. Mm-hmm. I marvel at how many cans end up in our yard.
Right. Well, and, you know, some of the more unusual things that we find is like you really scratch your head over. We've cleaned up washers and dryers. The most unusual item was an upright piano. And how that got in there is still the question of the year.
See, you're nice. We're not. We're just calling out whoever threw the thing in there.
I mean, that's just not that. Somebody doesn't lose an upright piano and it ends up in the river.
Right.
So,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's disappointing.
Must have been Herculean effort to get that up out of the water.
We end up having a tow truck come out and pull it up to the side of the river to be able to load it onto a trailer.
Wow.
And people ask me, you know, did it play? And it's like, well, it made noise. Not necessarily what I would consider piano noise, but it made noise.
Yeah, lots of gurgling at first, I'm sure.
I mean,
let that thing dry out.
You know, the tires is a big thing. And yes. I've talked to Licking County Recycling and Andrea Crava, and I know they've gotten a grant. They're going to be able to take some tires here. I don't remember when it is, if it's in later in September or October, but I know they're having an event. Mm-hmm. But my God, I didn't know how bad. And look. Yeah. I grew up in Akron, the rubber company, a capital of the world. I know a little bit about tires. But this is unreal how many you guys pull out of there.
Right. And we think that it's a lot to do with that there's a fee to turn them in or, you know, dispose of them properly, if I could say. And Andrea is doing a great job at recycling about sharing the word of where you can dispose of tires. The event you refer to is going to be October 11th. It's a tire amnesty, so anybody in the county can bring their tires to the highway garage and Washington Township Hall there just south of Utica and recycle their tires in that manner, and they get recycled properly. We are lucky that the Licking County Engineer has is part of the program with the Ohio EPA. Tires that are found along roadside ditches or in the waterways, like when we do the river roundup, are then processed through an EPA fund and recycled properly. Mm-hmm. But we do end up with, you know, when people hear about the river roundup, we'll go to a site that we have planned on being cleaned up, and there'll be neatly stacked tires sitting there waiting for us, which is better than pulling them out of the river, because then they're full of sand and water. But the chemicals that are in those tires leach into the water and really affect the water quality in the county.
And see, that's where I was going to go next. You talk about all these different things. Hey, look, folks, at some point, this is going to impact what you're doing. I mean, it does have a negative impact, not only on, you know, humans, but the wildlife that's in there as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the big things like the tires and the plastics that don't break down but leach their chemicals. It's probably been about 15 years ago. Our former director, Jim Kirchhoff, we were on a preview float with the Newark Advocate, and we found a heron that had fishing line wrapped all around it and couldn't fly. So we actually were able to cut it free and let it go and save it. But it's it's those little things. And you would think that the people who enjoy the river, like the fishermen and the kids who like to float, or the kayakers and the canoeists, they're the ones that can make a big impact, as well as making sure that they leave no trace. Take out what you take in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mm. Okay, before we take a break, let's get back to the actual river roundup. What time should folks be there? And what about supplies and things? What do you supply if folks come? And what do you suggest they bring if they want to volunteer that day?
So yeah, the river roundup is September 6th. Our cutoff day for registration is September 2nd. So if you plan on coming, get signed up by the September 2nd. Our committee provides all of the safety gear, the safety vest, the grabbers, the buckets, the bags, snacks, bottles of water, thanks to Majestic Distributing for distributing or for donating those. But we supply all that. We just need the people, the bodies, the strong arms to help us get this wet trash out of our waterways.
And boy, oh boy, if you find a Majestic bottle floating in the river, will you be mad?
Yes. we make sure that those get picked up.
And what time should they be there at their sites?
So the sites vary in times, so and they're all listed. If you go to Licking SWCD, and that's Licking or for Soil Water Conservation District, so lickingswcd.com, there's a list of all the locations that you can register for with the specific information for each site.
And approximately how many pounds? So just so folks understand how big a process, approximately how many pounds of trash come out of there?
So last year we collected about 12,000 pounds of trash, a little over 120 tires, and about 1,400 pounds of scrap metal. And that was one of our lowest years. We think that the drought had a lot to do with that, because we see when we have heavy rain events, that's when things get washed down into the river. So we're anticipating to get back to our typical numbers. The highest that I have seen since I've been at Soil and Water for the past 12 years was 26,500 pounds of trash, 325 tires, and about 3,000 pounds of scrap metal that we recycled.
Wow. It's sad.
You talk about, powerful. I mean, water is powerful. You don't really think about it, but when, we got heavy rains back in May and June and all that stuff, that's what does it. It's that power of the water that just keeps washing stuff downstream.
Exactly.
Yeah, I tell folks all the time, you don't tell water where it's going.
No.
It's going. Stopping it. None whatsoever.
Can you imagine if we haven't done this for 30 years?
Oh.
And love to tell you a little bit about the history when we come back.
We're going to get into that. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Christy Hawthorne. She is the director of Licking County Soil and Water Conservation District. They've got the big Licking County River Roundup taking place next Saturday on September 6th. Sunny skies today, high near 74, clear tonight, low near 46, and then sunshine through Saturday and Sunday for your Labor Day holiday. Any big plans, Christy, for Labor Day? Are you getting yourself all worked up and ready to go for River Roundup?
No big plans. We are really excited. We've got a lot of activity going on in the office. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes logistics that has to happen to make this a successful event.
And it's not like you've got a staff of 5,000. You're pretty small staff, but you guys are pretty mighty. You get a lot done.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. And it's a committee effort. We've got 15 committee members from the various cities and villages like Heath, Hebron, Hanover, Buckeye Lake, City of Newark. They have 4 different locations that they clean up. So it really is a group effort, and we're happy to invite Johnstown to join the effort this year to clean up Raccoon Creek. It goes through their little city.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I got to believe that the weather has big impact on the effort. So you're talking about long-term forecast. It's supposed to be dry, maybe a little bit cool. But we started the year kind of wet, and now it's been pretty dry. So do you think that'll have big impact? Like, will the trash kind of reveal itself? Like, you know, droughts around the world sometime, you know, ancient relics and things just emerge from the silt or when the water recedes. Is that the way it works with the river roundup?
Yes, it does. You know, everybody lives in a watershed. The water will wash the trash from road ditches and smaller streams into the rivers. So when we see a lot of rain, we will see more trash. The only issue with not having a lot of rain is our canoeing section, because that sometimes has to be canceled, and we're keeping an eye on the weather forecast for this year, because by the time you get a canoe with two people and all the trash, tires, wet blankets, and all the things that we find, the shopping carts, they end up being anchors, and we can't get the canoes down the river.
It's just like me and Donnie canoeing together.
That's what I was just about to say. If that was the case, you would have one bottle and I would have one can, and we'd have to paddle back and forth.
Anchored down, we got to redo it.
I'm with you. I thought the same thing. I'm like, well, that's why they're not putting me out in a canoe, because hey, that guy's butt is dragging.
Get him out of
here.
Get him out of here.
There's nothing in here. I know. See what you start, Christy. You just had to go there, didn't you? Let's talk about something else over there, Riley. 30 years. That's a big
years.
Year. Let's talk about what you folks are going to be doing.
Yeah, well, you know, this all started with concerned citizens that came to the City of Newark Council meeting saying, we need to do something about the Licking River going through our beautiful city. There's so much trash. So Marty Kolb and Happy Cummins were the two who put together the initial river roundup in 1988. And it grew from there through the Newark City Litter and Recycling, where they started in the City of Newark, and they went clear down to Toboso. So through the North Fork River, down through the main stem of the Licking River. And since then, it has just grown. We did have a break between 2000 and 2011, to where the Newark City Litter and Recycling had kind of disbanded, and Licking County Soil and Water kind of picked up that ball in 2011. Jim Kirchhoff, we were just talking about him off air a little bit, said, you know, we need to do something about this. The river is beautiful. It's a huge attraction for outdoor water sports. Let's represent our county well. So got back together, and it's neat that some of the original committee members from back in the day, back in the early 90s, like the Rotary, Metestig, Denison University, even the Port Authority, are still involved with it to this day. But we've got a big celebration. You know, we've got the 12 sites that we're cleaning up this year. And then to celebrate the 30th anniversary, we're hosting a River Roundup celebration on September 28th at Ye Olde Mill. It'll be early afternoon, and we're just going to celebrate all the success that we've had. We're hoping to get a total. We've got some of our historic records that we're going through to see if we might hit 1 million pounds of trash that we've taken out of the waterways. But some of the previous records that I've looked through, there is one year that they had 560 tires alone back in the 90s that they retrieved from the river. So a lot of good work over a lot of years with a ton of volunteers, and we couldn't do it without them, and we're going to celebrate them on September 28th.
And I imagine everybody downstream is thankful too, because, you know, as it rolls into Muskingum County and points on south.
Yeah, exactly.
All good.
Yep.
When you talk to other conservancy districts, are you hearing the same conservation districts? Are they saying to you, and we'd love to replicate what you're doing. I mean, have you heard of other ones that are as successful as this? Because I got to tell you, I mean, Christy, this is pretty successful what you've done.
Yeah, we do talk to a lot of our counterparts across the state. Northwest Ohio has like a more of a regional group that works together. And same in Southwest around the Cincinnati area. So a lot of groups do a lot of great things. Even on the Ohio River, they do their cleanup in the spring. So it's an Ohio River initiative. I can't imagine what they get out of the Ohio River, what we see up here.
I bet they don't have any grand pianos.
But this event has been recognized on a national level by Take Care of America, Keep Ohio Beautiful, and most recently, the Explore Licking County Impact Award we won in 2016 for our collaboration efforts with the whole county system. Because not only do we work with the groups that have the sites, but the health department is involved, the Licking County engineers, the planning department. It really, truly is a group effort.
So on the 28th, maybe at what time is that going to be taking place? Do people need to register if they want to come out, or is this just going to be come on out and help us celebrate? What do they need to know?
So it's going to be a come on out and help us celebrate. Now, the volunteers that have signed up this year will get a coupon for a free scoop of ice cream. We're going to have some activities. You know, education is a core piece of what we do at Soil and Water about water quality and stormwater management. So we'll have some various activities for kids, some information for adults, haven't finalized it, but trying to get ODNR Division of Wildlife to come out and do a fish shocking demonstration in the North Fork Licking River so we can see what kind of fish and who the animals that rely on clean water and how we're helping the environment.
And that's a Sunday, correct?
That is a Sunday.
Information on that, you can get it on the Facebook page and the website.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And real quick before we let you get away, I know you and I were talking, but you've received some grants that are going to prove to be very beneficial and very important for what you're doing. Maybe talk a little bit about for what you're doing with water and benchmarking and trying to figure out what's happening here.
Yeah. We've received a ton of support from both our local, state, and federal governments, our private partners. Do want to give a shout out to the River Roundup sponsors specifically. Mm-hmm. Shackelford's Disposal has been our presenting sponsor for the last 10 years. Couldn't do it without them. They provide all of the dumpsters, buy the t-shirts for all of our volunteers. So definitely a shout out for them. Amazon has also been a platinum sponsor for the last few years, as well as this Newark Rotary. Mm-hmm. So just a great collaborative effort there. And you know, as much as we would like to think that this is a cheap event to run, it does cost money for all the things that we have to do and the equipment that we have to buy to be able to make it happen. But all of our sponsors are listed on our website, and so a huge shout out for all their support. As far as Soil and Water goes, yes, Dave and I were talking off air a little bit about the things that we're working on, and as we see the land use changes going on in the county, we are very concerned about the water quality and the land use. So we've been able to secure almost $5.5 million worth of grants to do water quality and water quantity benchmarking. That's in order to help us understand where we're at in the watershed. If something goes wrong, then we can figure it out quickly and correct it quickly. So we've gotten grants from the Ohio EPA, the FEMA through the Ohio Emergency Management Association, Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District. Our county commissioners have been a huge supporter of what we're doing. So shout out to all of them and all of us at the Soil and Water Office. Without our team, this is not a one-person show. We've got a great group that works together well and does a lot of great things in the community to make sure that we have high water quality for both the environment and our drinking water sources, as well as making sure that we stay safe because of water quantity with the flooding issues that we have in the county.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, if folks want to sign up for River Roundup, they got to do it by next Tuesday, the 2nd. Where do they go to do it?
You can go to the lickingswcd.com website or Google Licking River Roundup, and it'll bring you up to a Sign Up Genius account. Or for those who would prefer to give us a call, you can call us at 740-670-5330.
And they can register through Tuesday night, 5 o'clock, I assume. End of business on Tuesday.
End of business on Tuesday, and that will secure your T-shirt and the goodie bags that we have for all of our volunteers. We do accept some walk-ins at some of our locations, but you can give us a call, and we can direct you to the ones that have the walk-ins.
Very good. Well, Christy, I appreciate you coming in. Keep your fingers crossed that we have weather like this next weekend for the River Roundup 30th anniversary. It's wonderful what you're doing. Like Joel mentioned, I can only imagine what would happen if you didn't have this. I mean, you'd be walking across the water on tires and pianos.
Exactly. Just remember, we love nature, we hate trash.
There you go. No, I can't say anything better, so I'll leave it at that. So, again, the Licking County River Roundup, that is going to be taking place on Saturday, September 6th. For more information, check out Licking SWCD, and they will have all the information for you there.